From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump flew to Texas on Tuesday for a firsthand look at the flood-ravaged state. Trump said his staff had been working closely with local officials leading up to the hurricane's and now tropical storm's landfall, and it was his intent for his administration to provide an exemplary response.
We want to be looked at in 5 years and 10 years from now as this is the way to do it.
More than 3,500 people and 300 animals have been rescued in Houston as churning and rising waters have inundated their homes. And the Red Cross says that at least 17,000 people have sought refuge. Following North Korea's latest missile launch, President Donald Trump says all options are on the table. Speaking ahead of an emergency meeting at the UN Security Council, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said diplomats are going to talk about what else is left to do about North Korea.
No country should have missiles flying over them like those 130 million people in Japan.
Haley said that it is unacceptable that Pyongyang has violated every single UN Security Council resolution, so something serious has to happen. The U.S. Department of Justice on Tuesday said a 22-year-old New York resident has been arrested on charges of attempting to provide material support to Islamic State. Authorities also said Parveg Amer was due in federal court for an initial appearance. News reports say Ahmed had sent messages through social media accounts about his support for IS. Ahmed, who is a U.S. citizen, was detained while attempting to travel to Syria, allegedly to join and fight with Islamic State. If convicted, Ahmed faces a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. This is VOA News.